So we are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 2, chapter 1, item 5, the words of the Ari. You can ask questions on the website and we'll ask selected ones here in the lesson. So, number 5, the words of the Ari. The order of expansion of the 10 sefirot of circles, the line is called Adam Kadmon. 5. That first circle is the closest to Ein Sof and is called Keter of Adam Kadmon. Afterwards, this line continued to expand, extend a little, and became round once more, turning into a second circle within the first circle. This circle is called the circle of Chochmah of Adam Kadmon. Then it expanded further down, became round once more, and formed a third circle within the second circle. It is called the circle of Binah of Adam Kadmon. It continued and became round in the same manner, finally reaching the 10th circle, called the circle of Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Thus we explained how the 10 sefirot were emanated as 10 circles, one within the other. Let's read it again, number 5. The first circle is closest to Ein Sof and is called Keter of Adam Kadmon. Afterwards, this line continued to expand, extend a little, and became round once more, turning into a second circle within the first circle. This circle is called the circle of Chochmah of Adam Kadmon. Then it expanded further down, became round once more, and formed a third circle within the second circle. This is called the circle of Binah of Adam Kadmon. It continued to expand and became round in the same manner, finally reaching the 10th circle, called the circle of Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Thus we explained how the 10 sefirot were emanated as 10 circles, one within the other.
Next, there are no questions, so we'll go down.
Inner light number 80 relates to the first circle. We must understand the discernments in the names of the 10 sefirot. Sometimes we refer to them as four phases. Sometimes we call them Yechida Chaya Neshama Ruach Nefesh. And sometimes we refer to them as Keter Chochma Bina Zer Anpin, consisting of six sefirot on its own, and Malchut. When we refer specifically to the vessels, meaning only the substance of the emanated being, we define the names of their 10 sefirot by means of the four phases in the will to receive. When we refer specifically to the light that clothes in these vessels, we call them Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Lastly, when we refer specifically to the vessels, but want to emphasize the records of the lights that they contain when they are emptied of their lights, we then refer to them as Keter Chochma Bina Zer Anpin and Malchut. The origin of the above 10 vessels, Keter Chochma, etc., is back in the world of restriction before the emergence of the line after the departure of the light of Ein Sof from the 10 sefirot, when the vessels remain devoid of lights, and they are called 10 circles. It is known that although the light departed from them, there still remained a record in each and every circle from the light it had. In other words, a very small illumination from the entire previous light was left in every vessel. This illumination produces in the vessel a yearning so it will not rest and will not be at peace until it draws once more all the light it had before, both in quantity and quality. This illumination is called a record. Note that the content of the names of the 10 Sefirot, Keter, Chochmah, etc., define primarily the records of the light that remain in the 10 vessels. From this you learn that there is not a single desire in the worlds, or even a slight awakening of a desire, both in the upper ones as well as in the lower ones, that is not rooted in the 10 sefirot of the circles. It is true even in respect to corporeal, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. However, it is clearly impossible for any desire to awaken in some essence if a sufficient fulfillment for that desire did not appear before. We have already clarified thoroughly in part one of this book that the will to receive is not the first reason for the light or for its fulfillment as people think. Quite the contrary. The light and the fulfillment are the reason for the desire. The will to bestow that is necessarily included in the upper light created the will to receive in the emanated being. Because a desire in the upper one becomes a compelling force in the lower one. Thus the upper light became the reason for the occurrence of the four phases of the will to receive in the emanated being. These phases are the roots of all the desires that appear in the worlds. Therefore, how can a desire appear without a reason, meaning without that upper light that begets it? It is tantamount to stating that there is some being in the world without a father and a mother that begot it. You must also know that the entire reality and all the creations that are destined to come into the world already exist in Ein Sof. Moreover, they exist there in their full glory and perfection, as it is destined to appear in the worlds. Thus, you evidently see that all the desires that are destined to appear already appeared and were revealed in Ein Sof. They appear there in their perfect, complete state. And it is the completeness and the fulfillment, namely the upper light, that begot and revealed these desires. It turns out that the filling of the desire precedes the occurrence of the desire that is related to that fulfillment and indeed causes it. Now you can thoroughly understand the issue of the records that remained in the 10 sefirot of the circles after the restriction and the departure of the perfection and fulfillments that were in the above four phases that are called 10 circles. These records mean that all the desires that filled them when they were in Ein Sof and that they now lost remain thoroughly imprinted and recorded in them. For this reason, they necessarily remained longing and yearning for the fulfillments and for the perfection that they had. This is what we call records. We said above that there cannot be any occurrence of a desire of any kind, both in the upper worlds and in the corporeal world, that is not rooted in the ten sefirot of circles. There are two roots that precede the existence of all the worlds after the restriction. The first is when every desire already exists in its full glory and grandeur. This is the reality that exists in Ein Sof. The second is when all the desires are completely emptied of the fulfillment that was related to them in Ein Sof. This root is called the world of restriction. All the vessels and the substance of the creations extended from the world of restriction. This means that they are only empty vessels and desires that have lost their fulfillments, and all the fulfillments of these desires extend from Ein Sof. Remember these roots well, for they are among the most necessary to remember as we continue to engage in this wisdom.
Questions.
Kiev 3.
Kiev 3.
Question from a friend. What's the difference or the connection between the circles and the sefirot?
The line is basically a vessel that was created after the circles, on the one hand. On the other hand, after the restriction, it fills the circles. So we have both igulim and yosha, circles and straightness. And our purpose is to work according to the straightness, meaning the coarseness and the screens, and this way to fill the vessels of the circles. We have no more than a reservoir of our vessels, but the vessels of circles. That's what we have to fulfill, even though it happens through the straightness, meaning the right relation to the vessel of bestowal, the vessel of reception, the relation to the reflected light, the direct light, etc. The whole spirituality, as it spreads from above downwards, it's in circles. Our work from below upwards, when we relate to the Creator, it's in the vessels of straightness. Okay? Good. Hebrew 10.
Can you explain the paragraph 1 before last? It said you will understand the matter of the records.
Now you'll understand the issue of the records that remained in the ten sefirot of circles. First emerged the circles in the beginning of creation. Then they restricted and came directness, straightness. After the restriction and the departure of the perfection and the fulfillments that were in the above four phases that are called ten circles, they got empty, these ten circles. These records mean that all the desires that filled them when they were in Ein Sof, and they were now lost, remained thoroughly imprinted and recorded in them. For this reason, they necessarily remained, longing and yearning for the fulfillments and the perfection that they had. This is what we call records. So what's your question about the records or what?
He writes in the next paragraph that,
so I'll read the next paragraph also. We said above, there cannot be any occurrence of a desire of any kind, both in the upper worlds and in the corporeal world, that is not rooted in the ten sefirot of circles. There are two roots that precede the existence of all the worlds after the restriction. The first is when every desire already exists in its full glory and grandeur. This is the reality that exists in Ein Sof. The second is when all the desires are completely emptied of the fulfillment that was related to them in Ein Sof. This root is called the world of restriction. Until here?
Yeah, that exactly. The essence in the desire. I can't understand how it works out exactly.
What works out?
The ten sefirot.
You had ten sefirot before the restriction. That's the emergence of the desire coming out of the Creator towards the created beings. In the upper light, a desire was made. This desire develops. And by this desire, the upper light connects to the desire, fulfills it, and that's how they spread together, ten sefirot of circles. What are you asking?
It's not the same desire we're speaking about, the will to receive, right? It's the upper desire.
No, of course not.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't understand the question. Kabu 5. Do you have a question, Kabi 5?
Yes. Shalom, Rob. Thank you for taking your time and teaching us. The question is, what is the reason to remember these roots well compared to the later roots and branches as we continue to study this wisdom? Does it have to do with these roots being closer to Ein Sof? Torah.
We're learning the system of creation, the way it was made and the way it emerged, and how we later came out of it through the restrictions, through the shattering of the vessels. We're learning about ourselves. Where did we come from? At the same time, we're learning about the shape we should come to. So we have two points here. Our point of origin, where we came from, and our final destination, where we should evolve to become. Kabbalists who went through this path explained to us that we should see ourselves, how we advance, how we enhance, we accelerate our development. Reach the final correction as fast as possible. That's why we need to know the system, the forces that affect the system, how they work with us, how we, by them, can hasten our development. This is what we're learning. Meaning we're not learning something theoretical. It's a very practical thing. Kabbalists don't write about anything that has nothing to do with us. If they could write less, they would. That's how it is. This is why we should accept their words in a very serious manner. Whatever they write has a spiritual force in it that has to bestow upon us and help us advance somehow. Okay? Good.
No.
Well, Tel Aviv. 3.
What changes does the circle go through after the line fills it?
The circle is filled by the light of the line.
Hadera 1.
Rav, there's a big difference between the desire in the circles and in the straightness. Can we say that in the circles it's in potential and in the lines it becomes actual?
No, we'll learn that. There are many discernments about it. In the circles, the natural desires, in the circles, there are natural desires, and the yosha, the straightness, they're after the scrutiny, how much you can do, how much you can use that desire. In the straightness, the desire is already scrutinized, I would say even corrected. PT2.
Thank you, Rav. It seems that Bala Sulam is speaking about how all the discernment come from the Reshimo, from a record, from a place there was light and it departed. Also, the phases are part of the records?
Yes, there are also Reshimot, records there from the light that was there.
So the ten Sirot point to a state that...
Yes, of course. The wrong one.
So all this started from Keter Chochma Bina and Zeranpin and Malchut when the lights departed of the vessel. That's actually the Reshimo. That's how it all started?
Yes.
Kab U7.
The yearning that the vessels fill, is this not a klipa, or?
It depends what they yearn for. If they are yearning to receive the light in order to bestow, meaning to bestow, first of all, bestowal, and in order to bestow, they're willing to receive the light. That's why, that, in that case, it's no klipa, it's a kedusha. Max 6.
Rav, что значит игулим один внутри другого?
What does it mean when the circles are in one another?
It's when each one who is more internal is operated or turned around by a more external circle. Because in the circles, the more external is the more important. It's more primordial, ancient. That's why the circles are one in the other. You don't have to draw them this way. It's just your imagination. This is considered that the external circle is the cause of the more internal one. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, а вот мы сегодня изучаем про решимо много, а что
yes, это love, we learn a lot about the Reshimot, the records. But what is all this information in creation?
There's nothing besides the desire and the light. The light is bestowal on behalf of the Creator. Desire emerges in the light, and that's the foundation of the created being already. And then we're talking about the connections between the Creator and the created being. The Creator is the upper abstract light filling the whole of reality. The entire reality is that light. And the desire that appears in this reality, in the light, is the beginning of the created being. And how is it created? When it's created in the world to receive, it starts absorbing, drawing into it the upper light in order to enjoy, in order to be fulfilled, in order to grow. That's what we're talking about. How the created being, by being in the Creator, in the upper light, how is he advancing in creation? What is he? What does it do? What happens to him? Where are we? Item 90, right? What is item 90? So we're continuing. Item 90. Mm-hmm. Relating to the words, extended a little bit and became round again.
Item 90. Do not be misled into the interpretation that the word extends refers to a place and an area. Rather, anything that gains coarseness is considered as an extension from above downward, because the refined is considered to be above, and the coarse is considered to be below. This is evaluated according to the closeness of form to phase 4. The closer to phase 4, the greater the coarseness it is. It is considered to have, and the farther from it is regarded as being more refined. Extends a little implies that it gained some coarseness, and the word extends relates to the light of the line. This issue of extension appears because in each and every sphira there are 10 inner sphirot, both in the 10 sphirot of circles and in the 10 sphirot of straightness. When the 10 sphirot of Keter first emerged, the line appeared only with its 3 upper sphirot. These are called Rosh of Keter of Straightness, and their illumination expanded to the Sphira of Keter of Circles, which consists of 10 Sphirot as well. These 10 Sphirot of Keter of Circles surround only the first 3 Sphirot of the 10 Sphirot of Keter of the Line. After that, meaning after the 10 sphirot of circles were fully completed, the line extended a little and expanded further down, meaning produced its 7 lower sphirot in order to complete the keter with 10 sphirot of straightness. Thus, these 7 lower sphirot of keter of line extended downward, meaning became coarser than the 10 sphirot of keter of circles. The reason that there are no sphirot of circles around these 7 lower sphirot is that the circles are higher than them, meaning more refined. And you already know that higher means more refined. You can understand the reason for it according to the above explanation, that the sphirot of the circles precede and are much more important than the sphirot in the line. That is because there is no screen in the circles.
Limited or restricted in anything. The circles are like the light. The light created them and they resemble the light completely. Yeah?
And this screen in the sphirot of the line stands in the middle of each sphira, meaning in the last phase of the rosh of the sphira. In other words, it stands at the last phase of the first 3 sphirot of the 10 sphirot of straightness. These sphirot exist in each and every sphira of straightness, and are called the rosh of that sphira. It turns out that our statement that the screen is incorporated in the sphirot of the line is true only in the 7 lower sphirot of each sphira below the screen. However, in the upper 3 called the Rosh, there is no screen because they are above it. Thus, these upper 3 are completely identical to the 10 sphirot of circles, in that they do not have a screen. For this reason, they stand at the same phase. And you find that the 10 sphirot of each sphira of circles are the cause of the 3 upper sphirot of each sphira of the line. However, the 7 lower sphirot of each sphira of the line are much worse than the circles, because worse is also regarded as lower. They are regarded as being lower than all the 10 Sefirot of circles. There is not a single phase of circles that can be in the place of these 7 Sefirot because of the importance of the circles.
להיות העיגולים חשובים ומעולים מהן כמבואר.
נו, אני יכול לענות, אבל...
Well, I can answer, but... So, what's happening here?
עיגולים זה הכלים...
The circles are the real vessels. They came out of the light. That's why they have the same nature as the light. They're not limited in any way. Afterwards come the vessels of straightness. They come from the weakness in the will to receive, to be a bestower. That's why it's limited, it's restricted. Then the line comes. That's called the line of measurement. So here, the line can't equalize with the circle. We have the matter that the first three, the line, can resemble in somewhat the circle, and then it turns out that the gal of the line can be in the circles, connected to them. And the zat of the line, the lower seventh sefirot of the line, can't be in connection with the circles. It can only connect between the circles. And then it turns out something very interesting, that in every place we have circles, in the circles we have gal, from the line, the first three, and between the circles, what connects between all of them is zat, the seven lower ones of the line. And that's the structure. What came out after, well, when the will to receive was created. We don't really use all these things until they aren't revealed from experience, only from practice. But for now, we don't have much to do with it, with all this information. Even though it's very interesting, what's happening in the nature of the circles of straightness and the circles in straightness. And he doesn't write about it in a broad, global way like he does. Well, for now it's enough.
Tzafon 2.
North 2.
Rav.
The circles, are they emotional states in us?
Everything is emotional. If it's not emotional, we wouldn't be able to talk, to hear, and to describe or imagine. Bulgaria.
Привет, Рав.
Привет.
Как си взаимодействат Йошер, Каф и Голим? Каква е тяхната роля?
What's the interaction between straightness, lines and circles? What's their duty together alone?
It depends where we're talking. If we're talking about Ein Sof, well, of course, there is circles before the restriction. If we're talking about after the restriction, well, there everything depends on straightness. How much straightness starts to be clarified and to be pictured from above downwards, and how later it comes to realize itself from below upwards. Meaning there's a difference here. The circles are usually the general supervision over the entire humanity. The entire humanity is also a circle. It doesn't have above or below. It doesn't have a certain shape. It's entirely directionless. If you're looking at human beings, or in general, still vegetative and animate, except for the speaking level, speaking level is Yashar Kel, that's directed. But all the rest, they're under the effect of the circles, under the bestowal of the circles. That's why we relate it directly to the Creator. And if we do bestow upon it or affect it, so we as a line can associate ourselves to the circle. We'll talk about it. That's the way it is. Other questions?
Hello?
No? Okay. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, а что значит, что вот
это разделение
на Рош и Тох там на...
What does it mean, this division, Тарош, Тох, first three? Well, what's the connection between that and circles and straightness?
That's not a simple question. The thing is that the circles are vessels prior to the restriction. The Rosh of the Patsuf is also seemingly prior to the restriction because there are no limitations there yet. The limitations start from Zeranpin, which is the giving of Chesed. So Keter Chochma Bina are limitless. They belong to the Rosh, these Firot. Chesed Uvoa Tiferet Netzachot Yesod Malchut belong to the Guf of the Patsuf. That's why the Rosh is round, just as we can say, for us it is this way as well. And the circle, the body, the Guf, is as a line. Well, there are other such signs. And the Rosh is above the Guf, the head is above the body, and the body is only there to hold the head. And to give the head an ability to exist and to govern it. Chadera 1.
We learn that in the final correction, we return to the state of Ein Sof. So the screens that cause the connection, they stay in the final state?
Usually we don't talk about the situation after the final correction. You can say a few words about it according to what we think. But in truth, it's not respectable to talk about the final correction without even starting the corrections. You understand? So we can say one thing. After the final correction, we're going to reach states that will be very similar to the first circles. However, because all our screens will be connected to all our desires, everything will be under one big screen which will govern all the desires. That's why all of our desires will be as straightness, however limitless, like the circles. And that's basically what we will see in the end.
Thank you.
PT 19.
Good morning, friends. I heard you say a sentence. Rav, we're learning in a very advanced level. It's very strong. How should we come out of the morning lesson? Now everyone is going his way. What should we take with us from such a strong morning lesson? What do we do with this?
The main thing is that every day we have to understand that we receive, every day we receive an opportunity to advance from above. And it's an opportunity to connect between us. Meaning the fact that I come out of the lesson after a few minutes, I forget about everything, that's all
Very well. The Creator is giving me an opportunity to awaken the connection between ourselves again. And the fact that I remember everything I've learned, everything we've learned, that's also an opportunity to connect, etc., etc. That's what we need. Each and every moment to try to connect more and more between us.
How can we disseminate what we learned about? Can we do such a thing? Can we disseminate this towards the world or my environment that I go out to work anywhere?
I think you can disseminate everywhere without any limitation. Just take the person in front of you into consideration so that you can help him advance, understand, feel better, etc. But except for that, there are no limitations. You can tell about that whatever you want. However, do not take your own ego into account, wanting to fill it by showing how wise, how big you are, how much you understand, etc. But rather, you should take this person you're talking to into account so that he will enjoy your words, that he will feel himself, that he has a place to advance and something to do with his life.
So there's no fear to speak about Kabbalah.
There's no fear. You can talk and you can explain. But I say again, it has to be in the form of love your friend as yourself.
Thank you.
All right. This we will conclude. And just one thing I ask. You had a survey. How content you were with the Congress, if you want to take a bigger part in it, what do you think about it? And your response is very important for us. So please, relate to this questionnaire you got. Or you will get, and it's all for our benefit. We want to advance towards the next Congress. Every Congress should be with good results, and it has to lead us to true spiritual degrees. Suppose this, if we talk about this Congress we want to have in September, I hope it will be very successful, much more successful than all the previous Congresses. How to do it? In what way? By what lessons? When should the recesses be? And what would be in it? What connections? I want to know everything. What do you think? You're the executing Kli. It's not like I'm your nanny, I'm taking care of you, like your little children. No. We have to grow. That's why I'm awakening, showing or awakening your attention to take part in all the questionnaires and all the addresses you get from the management. Okay? So, tell us, please, how content you were with the past congresses. And then we're going to Moshe again.
So first we have a recommended exercise for today to connect together for one moment, for 1 minute of thought, and ask the Creator for help for friends who reached despair and left. So again, pray for 1 minute for friends who got weak on the path. So, 9:45 till 10:30, Senka with Rav, and 10:30 to 11:30, the reporters meeting with Rav. And let's sing a song.
Una preghiera che dà forza per aprire i nostri cuori. Quando la luce splende, lasciamo l'anima libera, riempiremo i nostri pozzi, che da tempo sono secchi, come un albero che cresce con lo splendore negli occhi. Ascender, ascender, uniti ascender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti ascender, 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 uniti ascender, cadendo e rialzandoci sempre alla fine. Ascender, uniti ascender. Hay un resto del corazón que quiere acercarse, y dentro de él a un hombre acurrucarse. Hay un resto del llanto para abrir las puertas del cielo que une a los puntos. Pronto vamos a vivir, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir. Ascender, ascender, uniti ascender, cadendo y riachándoci siempre a la fin. Ascender, uniti ascender, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir. Caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir,